Thank you, Pastor.
Everybody, praise the Lord. I welcome you to this special time for you. Special time for Lagos State. Special time for Africa. Special time for the whole of the world. We come so we can receive the outpouring of the blessing of God on your soul, on your spirit, on your body, in your family. You are going to possess all the possession that Calvary has made available for you. Amen. You will not miss your blessing. Amen. I will not miss my blessing. Amen. Father, we thank you and bless your name. Great, glorious, marvelous God, doing wonders. We pray that tonight you begin to do wonders in every life. Amen. Wonders of salvation. Amen. Wonders of healing. Amen. Wonders of deliverance. Amen. Wonders of miracles of mercy upon everyone. Amen. Pour out your blessing unlimited upon all your people all over the globe in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know it's done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. A good amen. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down. It's a great pleasure to have our GCK for December of this year here in Lagos. And God has honored Lagos, he has honored you. Yeah. And great manifestation of his power will be coming down from heaven from this very moment. Yeah. While the word comes out, the word will come with wonders in your life. Yeah. And while the prayer is offered, yours will be the possession in Jesus' name. Tonight, we're looking at the message, the promised possession of supernatural salvation. Not an ordinary salvation, an earthly salvation, a human salvation, a self-made salvation, or any other kind of salvation. This is supernatural salvation. And he has promised us that you and I, that we all can possess, will possess the supernatural salvation. As we look at Ephesians chapter 1, reading from verse 7, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, in whom we have, not that we are going to have, not that people are in the past, but now we, unfortunately, we cannot have, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And it says, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. His grace will be abundant in our lives. And then you look at verse 13. It tells us in verse 13, it says, in whom ye also trusted as you trust him. You have confidence in him. You believe him. It says, after that ye heard the word of truth. And then it says, we have the gospel of your salvation. The gospel, the good news of salvation, the glad tidings of salvation coming from heaven, coming from the Lord, and that good news is for you in particular. And now he talks about, he says, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. The promise that God has given. And it's the promise of possession. That everything Calvary has done, everything Calvary has offered, everything that Christ made available during this GCK, during this global crusade, everything will be yours in Jesus' name. The promised possession of supernatural salvation, God's own salvation, gracious salvation, mighty salvation, powerful salvation, it will come upon your life. I will receive. I will receive. Everyone who asks will receive. Everyone seeking the Lord will find. Everyone that knocks at the door of the grace of God, that gracious salvation, that God's salvation, that supernatural salvation will come in your life in Jesus' name. There are three things we're looking at. We're looking at, number one, the faithful provision of supernatural salvation. It's provided already. We're not going to go to the deep to dig it out, or to the high to bring it down. We're not going to go to the east or the west to draw it. It is provided already. And it says, now we have the faithful provision. Faithful because God is faithful. His faithfulness reaches unto the heavens. He promised it from the beginning of man, that is from Genesis, and all through the revelation of the word of God, their salvation has been revealed. And then at the due time, at the right time, he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, from whom, only from him, salvation comes, and it is faithfully provided for you, for me, and for us here, for everyone, everywhere, that supernatural salvation faithfully provided by God for man to graciously receive. The faithful provision of supernatural salvation. Look at number two. Number two is the forgetful professors of superficial salvation. There is a kind of superficial salvation that people profess. And I pray your salvation will not be superficial. It will not be just on the surface. It will not be word of mouth. It will come from heaven, reach down into your heart, and then heaven's power, heaven's glory will make it shine forth out of your life in Jesus' name. There are professors who have forgotten Calvary. They've forgotten the power of God. They've forgotten the promise of God. And they've forgotten that the salvation we're talking about. They've forgotten that the salvation that will take us to heaven. They've forgotten that the salvation of Christ is deeper, is higher, is richer than the efforts of men. And without having that supernatural salvation, they try to do something, turn over a new leaf, and they try to manage themselves and just do something, then they come out, I'm saved, I'm saved. And when you look at their testimony, and you look at their profession, everything is on the surface. It's salvation that doesn't reach the heart, doesn't turn the mind, is salvation that does not change character. I will not have superficial salvation. I will not have superficial salvation. I pray the Lord will give you the supernatural and not the superficial. Amen. A good, good amen. Amen. The forgetful professors of superficial salvation. Look at number three here. Number three is the fruitful partakers of sure salvation. The salvation that is sure to get us to heaven. The salvation that makes sure our names are written in the book of life. The salvation that everyone will see and will say, surely, certainly, this is a saved soul. The kind of salvation that gives us assurance that as we continue like this in this path, as we continue like this in this way of the Lord, sure enough, you will end up in heaven. I, whatever others do, whatever others do not do, whatever others have, whatever others do not have, I will have. I lost my crowd. I will have the sure salvation that will take me to heaven. Number three is the fruitful partakers of sure salvation. Come back to number one. Number one is the faithful provision. There is a God in heaven who has made a provision. There is a Christ that came to this world and he died for you, died for me, died for all at Calvary, that has faithfully provided salvation. There is the Holy Spirit that keeps on reminding us, revealing to us that there is a salvation like no other. A salvation that was not produced in Jerusalem or Israel. A salvation that is not produced by any religion on earth. A salvation that is produced by the Redeemer Christ in heaven. Father, the Father God and the Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit telling us, this salvation is supernatural. And I pray the salvation you have, the salvation I have, will be supernatural. Any amen in that corner there? In Romans chapter 1, reading from verse 16. Romans chapter 1, reading from verse 16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Somebody shout amen there. Yeah. The people who are ashamed of Christ, they want salvation, but they are ashamed. They want heaven, but they are ashamed. They want grace, but they are ashamed. They want forgiveness, but they are ashamed. They are ashamed, and they cannot stand up upright for Jesus in the open. They are ashamed. They cannot ask. They cannot demand in the open. They are ashamed. They cannot seek the Lord in the open. They look here, they look there, and they say, if I offer myself for the supernatural salvation, people will think, at his age, people will think with his position, people will think with his Christian name, he is still asking for salvation, therefore they are ashamed. Thank God, I am not ashamed. Say it aloud if you are not ashamed. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, of the good news from Christ, of the glad tidings from Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the power of God unto salvation. Any salvation that does not have power, power to confess, power to have conviction, power to be converted, power to become a new man, a new woman, a new creature, any salvation that does not have the power of a transformed life, that is not supernatural salvation. But the kind of salvation that comes with power, the kind of salvation that is able to turn your life around in a dramatic way, the kind of salvation that instantaneously, like at the time of the creation, in a moment, when God said, let there be light, immediately, instantaneously, there was light. Not that gradually, slowly, hour after hour, some hours, then the light was coming in a very small way. No, the kind of salvation we talk about is instantaneous salvation, instantaneous transformation, instantaneous change that comes upon the life of a person that says, I turn away from the corruption of my life and I turn to Christ, the only Savior. The kind of salvation that comes when a person says, I turn away from all my sins, not little by little. I've been smoking 3 packs of cigarettes every day. Now I'm turning, and I only smoke 2.5. Now I'm turning, and after 1 week, I'm smoking only 2 packets. And after 3 weeks, you see, I'm getting saved. That's like a baby saying, I'm getting born. Last night, my leg came out. And then, tonight, maybe the other leg will come out. And then little by little, it'll be coming out. So I'm being born again over a period of 3 weeks. No, instantaneous, immediate. And today, that instantaneous salvation will come upon your life. Immediate. When God speaks, let there be light, there will be light. All the darkness of your life, all the darkness in your nature, all the darkness in your behavior, immediately everything will vanish away. Somebody shout amen. Because, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. Praise the Lord. Everyone is talking about you. I said he's talking about you. He says to everyone that believeth. I believe God. That's how salvation comes. I believe he sent his only begotten son just for me. Just for me. If I were the only sinner in the world on my way to hell, Christ would have come. God the Father, I believe in the love of God that sent that Christ for me, just me, even me, so that he'll turn me around in the way, on the way to heaven. And just you tonight. I said, just you tonight, the grace of God will flow into your life. Just you tonight, the love of God will come in a mighty, powerful way and turn your life around in Jesus' name. Just you tonight, the salvation of the Lord will have an inroad into your life. And all the fake and all the superficial salvation of the past, the grace of God will come into your life, wipe everything away, and give you original. Somebody shout original. If you are not driving an original vehicle with original, spare parts on the way, it breaks down. And then they want to help you repair it, and they look at this, look at that. Friend, this is fake. This is not original. You know, the people that do not have original salvation, they think they're on their way to heaven, and then in the middle of the way, their vehicle of salvation breaks down, and there is no original there. But tonight, original. Original. Supernatural salvation of the Lord that Christ himself has provided. And it says, now we have for everyone that believeth, it says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. How do I understand that? Well, originally that means to the Jew first, the people of Israel, those who will claim were the children of Abraham, and then to the Greeks, the people that didn't know about the covenant with Abraham. But let me turn it around for you. For the church goer, I have a Bible, but he doesn't have salvation. I know doctrine, but he doesn't have salvation. I've been baptized as, even an adult pastor, in fact, but doesn't have salvation. I'm a religious man. And he sings the songs of the church, and he reads the book, the holy book of God, to the Jew first. For us who have been going to church and going to, you know, whatever ceremonies the churches have, and yet the original salvation has not been there, to the Jew first is coming to you tonight. And then to the Greeks, to the people. They've never been in church. They've never been in crusades. They've never been anywhere near where you have the salvation of the Lord from heaven. For you, it is coming tonight. I said it is coming tonight. For the people who have heard and heard and heard, and you say, I know that verse, the Jew. For the people who say, am I reading that for the first time? I've read it over and over, but the original salvation, the supernatural salvation, the life-changing transforming salvation is yet to come. Praise the Lord, tonight it is coming upon your life. And for the people who have never heard, for the people who have seen salvation, that's a new word. That's a new vocabulary. Salvation, yes, thank God. And for the Greeks who never heard, but you are hearing for the first time, salvation has come. New life has come. A change has come. And transformation upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. And remember what we are talking about, the power of God unto salvation, the grace of God for salvation, the might of the Lord for a transforming salvation, it has come. And you will not be ashamed, you will receive in Jesus' name. Look at verse 17. In verse 17, it says, for therein the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The righteousness of God. That's what he gives us when we have real, definite salvation. The righteousness of God. You understand? There's the righteousness of the Pharisee. There's the righteousness of the Sadducee. There's the righteousness of the religious. What the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees? I pay tithes of all I have. I'm not an extortioner. I give money to the beggar. That one cannot buy salvation. Salvation is so great, so deep, and so wide that your little penny, your little cup, your little naira, your little pound sterling, your little dollar cannot buy salvation. Made in heaven, given from heaven, and it's only Jesus that will pay for that. And Jesus paid it all. And he paid it on your behalf. And you have it tonight in Jesus' name. Because you believe in the Lord and you say, I have faith in God. And you come to the Lord, if you forsake your sin. You tell the Lord, this is where I've been, this is what I have done, but I have my trust in you. I have my confidence in you. That is how you acknowledge that Jesus is the only one, sinless, pure, spotless, blameless. No other man, I mean, as pure, as spotless, as glorious, as without blame in the whole world, in every generation. And you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the one that can save you, the only one that can save you, because there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, only the name of Jesus Christ. And that name brings salvation to you tonight. I said that name, the name known in heaven, the name known on earth, and the name known in all the world. It is that name that you acknowledge and you say, Lord, here am I. I put my trust in you. You identify with Christ who died on the cross. He died my death. He bore my pain. He bore my punishment. He bore every sin that I'd done wrong. And I should have been the one saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? But he took my place and he has taken your place. And you identify with him that now because he died, so he had died for my sin, and I will not die for my sin anymore. That is the faith he's talking about. And you trust him, and you trust, and you trust him with all your heart, all your soul, and there's no shadow of doubt in your heart that if I believe in him, if I trust him, mine will be that salvation that comes from heaven. And with that salvation comes to you today. I said it comes to you today. And then each you humble yourself before him. What I could not do, he has done. I bend the knee. I bow the head. And I surrender myself unto him. It is that as you come to the Lord and you have this faith in him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, you trust in him without reservation. That's how you have that salvation. That's why it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. You have faith, that's the initial faith, and then you have increasing faith in the Lord. After you are saved, you are born again, you are converted. You believed in him. That's why you are converted. And now, the following day, I'm still trusting him. The following day, I'm still believing in him. The following day, I'm still going on in him. From faith, initial faith, to increasing faith. Your faith will increase. I said your faith will increase. Is that initial faith that grants us salvation, supernatural salvation. And it's the increasing faith, I go to the next level of faith. That's how I get sanctified. And the Adamic nature is dealt with because I'm not static, because I am not pinned down just to what I had yesterday. I move on from faith to faith. And I move on from increasing faith to incredible faith, incredible faith. And now I can have the power of the Holy Ghost in my life. But today, that supernatural salvation comes upon your life in Jesus' name. Then it says, as it is written. Some people have the kind of salvation that was not written. And it's just, you know, something that is earthly made. But the one we have that says it is written. This is the salvation that is written down. This is the salvation that is written in heaven. This is the salvation that makes your name to be written up on high in the book of life. It will happen. And then it says the just shall live by faith. Look at that word, the just. When we were born into this world, our lives were unjust. There was injustice in our lives, injustice in our behavior. We were unjust. And if we were to die before Christ came into our lives, we'll go to the eternity of unjust people. What changed the unjust to the just? Faith in the Lord. We come to the Lord, we believe in the Lord, and we hope in the Lord, and we accept the sacrifice that he made on the cross of Calvary. And then you turn, you are converted, you are changed from the unjust to the just, all by faith. Now the just shall live by faith. Unjust that the past, just that the present, and now justified. Justified. You go on now, you are justified as if you had never sinned. He blots all your sins away. He cancels every sin of the past, and he washes you. You are as white as snow. No spot. You are white as snow. There's no dark spot. All that had been washed by the blood of the Lamb. It will happen today. You look at your life now, you say, really and honestly, I'm unjust. Really and honestly, there is blood, there is darkness, there is spot in my life. But tonight, you're going to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I said you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and as you believe, the unjust will turn to becoming just. Somebody shout, just. Because you'll be justified. And it's the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us, that washes us, that purges us, that now makes us justified in the sight of the Lord. All by faith. And it says, the just shall live. It doesn't stop at the point we're born again, at the point we're saved, at the time we're converted. We keep on living. The just shall live. The following day shall live. The following week shall live. The following month, keep on living a life that is justified in the sight of the Lord. I pray the Lord confirm that in every one of your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Give me a good amen from Lagos. Amen. We'll come to point number two now. Point number two, the forgetful professors of superficial salvation. And when it says professors, professor is the one who professes, the one who declares, the one who says, I am, and yet he is not. The one who says, here am I, and there we cannot find him. The professors are the people, they're saying they're eagles, but they are bats almost crawling on the ground. The professors, the people that declare, I am born again, I'm saved, I'm a child of God, but there is no evidence of that being born again in their lives. They profess that they know God. They profess they are eagles, but they are like, bats. In the night and the day, crawling and all that. They profess that they are mighty, but they are so minimized. No power, no strength, no ability to be what they are professing that they are. I'm looking at Titus chapter 1. We're looking at verse 16. Titus chapter 1. We're looking at verses, look at this. They profess that they know God. They profess that they know God. That's what hindered the Pharisees from ever having salvation at the time of Jesus Christ. Here came the Savior from heaven, here on earth present. Here came the one that could take them to heaven, change their lives, transform their lives, make them new creatures in Christ. Here is the one that could convert them, that could save them, that could heal them, that could destroy all the depraved natures of their lives. But they said they were already saved when they were not saved. They said they were already children of God. They said, how say you that we're going to be free? We have never been in bondage to any man. Those are the people in the public that say we're not in bondage. In the private, they're in bondage to their cigarettes. They're in bondage to their alcohol. They're in bondage to immorality. They're in bondage to evil. And yet they profess that they are all right. They said they were all right when they were all wrong. And then they said, Jesus, how could you say that you set us free? Are we not Abraham's children? You see, there are people who professed at that time, and there are people who are professing today. Are you there? Are you professing? I am, but you are not. You are not a new creature in Christ. You are not righteous in Christ. You are not born again. You are not saved. Your name is not in the book of life in heaven. You don't live a straightforward, righteous life. You don't live a straightforward, justified life. Heaven does not know you, and your name is not in the book of life. And yet you are boasting and bragging, I am. And you are depending upon a false, rotting hope. They profess that they know God. How about that? They said they knew God as their father. And God says, I don't know you. They profess that they know God. They profess that they are the followers of Christ. And Christ says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. They profess that they have the Holy Spirit, because they can shake and shake. And the Holy Spirit says, no, you're unholy. How can the Holy Spirit live in a person that is unholy? They profess that they know God superficially, because they can quote some verses of the Bible superficially, because they think that God should be satisfied with this. I'm doing my best. And your best is not acceptable in the sight of the Lord. There must be a change from heaven. There must be a transformation from heaven. There must be the recreation of your spirit, of your soul, of your personality. And it is when that change from heaven, when that change from on high takes place in your life, that's when you become a real believer. Tonight it will happen. I said, tonight it will happen. Look at this. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. In works they deny him. What does that mean? Well, where do we work? We work in the marketplace. And in the market, in their works, their characters deny that they know God. In our office, in the office, that's where we work. In the work, in the office, their character, their behavior denies that they know God. Where do we work? In the homes. In the home, in the family, their behavior denies that they know God. The word of God is not in their heart. The word of God has not transformed their nature. The word of God has not made them different from the people in the marketplace. Has not made them different from the people in the world. And yet, they profess that they know God, because I go to church on Sunday, and from Monday to Saturday, they live rotten lives. They live unrighteous lives. They live untrustworthy lives. They live a kind of wicked lives. During the week, it says, in works they deny him. It says, being abominable, God looks at them. The talk of their mouth, that's abominable. This abomination. Look at the obscenity, and look at the lies, and look at the deception, and look at the unreasonable or unscriptural things they do and say. In works, it says they are abominable. When God looks at their character, these people who are saying, I'm saved, I'm saved. These people in the night, what they do? Early in the day, what they do? In their night clubs, what they do? It says they are abominable. And look at this, disobedient. Can you find anyone? I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. And all through his life, he's disobedient. He's disobedient to the God of heaven. The word of God has no place in him. The law of God has no place in him. And yet, they carry about a superficial fake certificate of salvation. They're disobedient to God. They're disobedient to Christ, who died for them. And they are professing, I'm a Christian, I belong to Christ, I'm religious, I follow Christ. And yet, they're disobedient to Christ. Look at all the words that Jesus Christ has spoken. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. They will not even come to Christ. They say, no, I can manufacture that restoration by myself. I can manufacture that salvation by myself. It says they're disobedient, and they're disobedient to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit prompts them, why don't you confess your sin now? This is your chance. And the Holy Spirit is pleading with them. And he's saying, salvation is so nearby. Just trust in the Lord, you'll have salvation. No, no, no. They disobey the Father, they disobey the Son, they disobey the Holy Spirit, and they disobey the Bible they read. They might even put some of the words of the Bible in the wall of their houses. And yet, it's there all the time. They're disobedient to the word of the Lord. They might have some principles and some doctrines. They might even tell other people, but they're disobedient to that. Those are the people. There's no obedience in their lives. The grace is not there to be obedient. And the life of disobedience is what they live every time. And yet, they have this fake confession of salvation. They have this superficial profession of salvation. Tonight, the real salvation comes to you. You will have. I will have. You will possess. I will possess. It's telling us that these people that carry about fake, superficial salvation, they only profess, but in their works, in their character, in their behavior, in their lifestyle, they deny him, and it says they are abominable. And it says they are disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. The people who are reprobates, the people who have no real righteousness that drops from heaven into their heart, and they're just floating on the surface of the sea of salvation. But now, tonight, you will dive in. Amen. I said, you will dive in. Amen. And the salvation will be in your soul, be in your spirit, be in your life, be in your talk, be in your behavior. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Tonight, old things will pass away. Tonight, old behavior will pass away. Tonight, old deception, disobedience will pass away in Jesus' name. That's what he wants to give us. He wants us to exchange the superficial thing we have for the supernatural thing we ought to have. We're coming to point number three here. Point number three is the fruitful partakers of sure salvation. The fruitful partakers of sure salvation. When we partake of the salvation of the Lord, we become fruitful. Fruitful, because Christ comes into our lives. Christ lives in our lives. And because he lives in us, you will be fruitful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout fruitful. When you plant a seed in the ground, normally, it ought to grow. It ought to bear fruit. If it doesn't grow, the person who planted that thing will be called a failure. It's fruitless. Christ plants the seed of the word in the soil of our heart. And Christ cannot be a failure. Say, my Christ will not be a failure. My Savior will not be a failure. If you claim that he plants the seed of the word in your heart, and you're not bearing fruit, you are turning Christ to be a failure. And in your case, it's like he has failed. He saved Zacchaeus, we can see the fruit. He saved Simon Peter, we can see the fruit. He saved Cornelius, we can see the fruit. He saved the Philippian jailer, we can see the fruit. We can see the change. We can see the transformation. We can see the new life. He saved Saul, Saul of Tarsus, and Tarsus, he became Paul. We can see the fruit. If in your own life we cannot see the fruit, you're exceptional. You're different. You're not like all the other people. He planted the seed of salvation in their hearts. Now, where is the fruit of the seed of salvation the Lord has planted in your heart? If you claim he has planted the seed of salvation, the works of the flesh, are they still there? The fruit of the Spirit, have they taken hold in your life? New life, new talk, new tongue, new behavior, a new action, a new deeds. Where are they in our lives? This day is the day when that supernatural sure salvation will be in every heart. Amen and amen. When Christ does that, there'll be fruit that will come up in your heart. You see, when God recreates us, the good nature we lost in Adam, that good nature comes back again. When God recreates us, the power to live a righteous life, because now he will make us to live like unto himself. That comes out very clearly. And that is the reason we know we have the supernatural salvation and the sure salvation is coming your way. I said it's coming your way. We're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm looking at verse 2 here. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We're looking at verse 2. It says, for he said, this is God talking, I have heard, the person who has heard the word, I have heard thee in a time accepted. Somebody is asking, when is the acceptable time I can be saved? Now, because God is the God of salvation every time. Because grace is the grace for salvation every time. Because the truth is the truth that sets us free every time. It says, I have heard thee in the time accepted. And in the day of salvation have I succored thee. In the day of salvation, the Lord will succor you. He will help you. He will lift you up. Or if you're sitting in the bowl of the dirty water of sin, the Lord will lift you up out of that bowl. If you're falling into the well of iniquity, the Lord will reach out his hand to you and pull you out of the well of the dirty life in Jesus' name. If you are lost in the valley, just out there, and you don't know how to find your way back, you see, so where you are in the valley of disobedience, of despondency, and you don't even know how you are to turn around, the hand of the Lord will reach down to you there today in Jesus' name. Because in the day of salvation have I succored thee. And then it says, behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the accepted time. When is the accepted time? The time of your salvation, when? The time of your forgiveness, when? The time of the transformation and change in your life, when? The time of becoming a new creature in Christ. When? Now. He says, now, now. Thank God it will happen now. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord now will be saved. Whosoever will confess and forsake his sin now will be forgiven. Whosoever will say, Lord, I quit the past. I flee the past. I run away from the past. And I run to Christ, my Savior. Whosoever, now forgiveness will come. Yes. Salvation will come. Yes. Now new life will come. Yes. Now is the accepted time. Then you say, behold, look at this. Stop and think about this. Now is the day of salvation. Here at the Alpha location. There, online, everywhere, for everyone that will call upon the name of the Lord. Because he is the ever-present Savior. He is the ever-present changer of heart, of life. And he will turn your life around for the better. And as you say, yes, I call upon him. And I turn away from sin. I turn away from Satan. I turn away from self. I turn away from every evil sin I have been. You are evil before you do evil. Every evil sin I have been. Every evil sin I have done. I turn away and I turn to the one that will take my life and change me, transform me, forgive me, and save me now. That salvation will be yours. How does that happen? Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And then he says, he will save him. He will abundantly pardon him. It says that you come out from among them, and be ye separate, separate from all the evil things you've been doing in the past. It says, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and talk not the unclean words anymore, and taste not the unclean substance anymore, and touch not the unclean thing. Then he says, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Can the Almighty lie? Can the Almighty deceive us? He said, if you turn away, now, right now, right now, at this time, he says, I will be your God, and you will be his son, you'll be his daughter. I say amen for you. Heaven says amen for you. And the Holy Spirit says amen for you. And today, as you hear his word, harden not your heart. As in the days of provocation, when they turned away from him and they hardened their hearts, you say, Lord, today I come. Jesus, come into me. Save me. Forgive me. Change my life. And the Lord will give you that supernatural salvation right now. I said right now, heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. He wants to forgive you now. If you accept, as you accept, because you accept. He wants to forgive you. He wants to change your life. He wants to give you salvation, supernatural salvation. Not the one you've been trying to manufacture, the one you've been trying to turn over a new leaf. This is supernatural, sure salvation. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You raise up your hand. You say, Lord, that's why I came here. I want to possess that promised possession, that salvation in the Lord. Just raise up your hand. Mean it in your heart. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Look at the salvation you've been professing that doesn't have a change of life. that doesn't have definite, real, biblical righteousness. Look at the salvation you've been professing that doesn't have the newness of life. Throw that away. That one is superficial. Say, Lord, I want the supernatural salvation of the Lord. I want the sure salvation of the Lord. Raise up your hand. As you raise up your hand, I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of the Lord, because it is the power of salvation unto everyone that believes in him. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. You're raising up your hand because you want this supernatural salvation from the Lord. You rise up wherever you are. Stand up for Jesus. No shame, no fear, no pride. Yes, you. Come to the Lord and say, Lord, I want that forgiveness. I want that freedom. I want that salvation. I want that new life. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord. You rise up, you say, this is what I want. Think about the salvation you profess. Any fruit? Any new life? Why don't you come for the real thing, the genuine thing, the change of life that makes you to understand that you have the assurance your name is written in the book of life. Right, so the salvation is now. This is the accepted time, and this is your day of salvation. Rise up, rise up, rise up. And while you rise up, tell the Lord, I turn away from my sins. I turn away from my wickedness. I turn away from my evil. I turn away from everything that provokes God. Now, I come to Christ. I believe that Christ died for me. I believe that he is the only one that can forgive all my sins. I believe and I identify with Christ. I acknowledge he died for me. He died for me. He died for me. And now I trust him. I believe in him. He's the only one that can take me to heaven. I believe. I humble myself before him, and I receive him as my personal Savior. Keep on standing. I'm praying with you now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for sending Jesus Christ, the only Savior, the spotless Savior, the unblameable Savior. We praise you for the sure Savior who has come to give us supernatural salvation. I pray for all those who are standing here, online, every congregation, everywhere in the world. Lord, I pray that the real salvation will come to everyone in Jesus' name. Forgiveness in every heart in Jesus' name. Freedom from sin. Freedom from the chains and the shackles of sin. Come to everyone now in Jesus' name. And I pray you give them a new life, a new behavior, a new character. You give them newness of life in Jesus' name. Confirm with the witness of the Spirit in every heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody there say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are coming to you there. They get the details from you. We're rejoicing with you that now you have the sure salvation, the supernatural salvation. And keep on standing until they get to you and get all the details. What we're doing here, online, everywhere, we're doing the same thing. please bear with us and give the correct detail. The Lord bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. The Savior is the healer. He saves and he heals. And his salvation is for everyone. His healing too is for everyone. Everyone there, here, the Alpha location, everyone online, everywhere, here comes your healing. Here comes your deliverance. And here comes your miracle. I say, welcome to the healing. What do you say? Welcome. What do you say to your deliverance? To your miracle? Raise up your hand. Lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Welcome your healing. Welcome your miracle. Welcome your deliverance. When you welcome it, it comes. You will feel it in your body. Those blind eyes will open. Those deaf ears will open up. And everything you were not able to do before, as you welcome the miracle, that miracle has arrived. Once again, say, welcome. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we bless your name. You have not changed. You say, I am God, I change not. Lord Jesus, our Savior, healer, deliverer, redeemer, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what you've always done, you are doing even now. And so, Lord, I bring your healing power upon your people. I bring the deliverance upon your people. I bring the miracle of mercy upon everyone right now. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Something wrong in the head, Lord, I drive out that spirit of insanity. Come out in Jesus' name. All those demonic objects tormenting the body, harassing them, that demonic oppression, attack, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray all those eyes that are dim and blind, glaucoma, you cannot stand the name of Jesus. Cataract, you cannot stand the name of Jesus. Every impairment in your eyesight, dimness in your eyesight, blindness in your eyesight, come out in Jesus' name. Those eyes be opened right now. And when you open your eyes, you will see clearly in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and dumb, Lord, I pray that your mighty power will do recreative works in those ears, they will hear. Loose their tongues, they will speak out right now. Those who have any swelling in their body, the power of God touches you right now. And I command that swelling in the tummy, at the back, in the hernia, the elephantiasis, vanish away in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed now in Jesus' name. HIV AIDS, be healed in Jesus' name. Tuberculosis, you are healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, at any stage, I speak the word of God to you right now, anywhere that cancer is. Come out in Jesus' name. That cancer is healed. The pain is gone. The swelling of cancer is gone. the sore of the cancer is healed in Jesus' name. Dizziness, you cannot walk a few kind of steps and it's like you are going to fall. I command that dizziness, I command that problem, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, now for everyone that needs spectacular healing, special healing, specific healing, Lord, touch them right now. Heal them right now. Grant strength to the weak in Jesus' name. Miracle healing. Miracle healing. Miracle manifestation in every life, everywhere, right now. To my right, to my left, in my front, everywhere, hearing the sound of my voice, healing miracle upon your life in Jesus' name. Online, radio, television, everywhere, healing manifestation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. It has happened there. I said it has happened there. I got it. I got it. Open your eyes and see. Open your mouth and talk. Talk to them. They will hear. I saw from that wheelchair, you are healed already in Jesus' name.